And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I mean this one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And I'll tell you who else covers down on some major ground, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, one of our sponsors, is a chain of clinics that covers much of North Alabama. They've got like locations in Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. I think the two newest ones are Chelsea and Hoover. Listen, they're open 7 days a week, y'all. 7 days a week. You wake up on a Saturday morning, got a problem, the kid's got a fever or something like that. Southern Immediate Care, they're open. Every time I've been, because this is who I use, every time I've been, it's clean. There's great staff. They're friendly. They get you right in. And listen, they can do x-rays and vaccinations and all that kind of stuff right there on the spot. So I'm just saying, you got issues. You need to know Southern Immediate Care. They'll take walk-ins, and it's all ages, geriatric and down to pediatric. So check them out. Go online, find their website, find the location nearest you, Southern Immediate Care. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Going to the phones right now, Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff Rowe, how you doing, bud?
Hey, doing pretty good, Phil.
Good.
Hey, I've got a little story about this gun stuff. Pertains to me.
Oh, goodness.
Pertains to my kid, anyway.
All right.
Yeah. Well, when my boy was in kindergarten, him and another little boy was playing cops and robbers or whatever, and they had a couple little wooden blocks there. Well, they put two of them together and made it look like a little gun, you know, in their hand.
Right.
Well, the teacher got all over him, and he was a good kid, never got in trouble for nothing, you know.
Yeah.
And he got a red demerit, like, or whatever. They didn't know suspension or anything, but at least, but you know, they put it on the board, and he come home all upset and everything, just worried to death about it and everything. And then my wife went to the parent-teacher conference or whatever, and she handed her a picture that they had them color. Well, the picture was that of a gun, green gun, that come home in his pack. So, and asked her, you know, what's going on with this, you know, and everything. You got in trouble for acting like he had a gun, and she had absolutely no answers. So.
None.
That's my little...
Did they ever take the demerit off, or was he stuck with it?
It was just kindergarten. It wasn't anything permanent or anything, but, you know, he was just all upset because, you know, if you're good, you get a gold star, and you know, they had different things there. But yeah, he on the board there, they put up there, you know, that he had a red thing against him, you know.
Is this your son that's grown up and married now?
Yes, so this is a while back. Yeah, this is a while back. So yeah, and this is Indiana as well too. We're just as red as you are.
There's rednecks in Indiana. Absolutely. It boggles the mind, man. And I'll be honest with you, this was like an every moment event for me growing up. That's just the way I played. My dad was in the Army, and we played Army all the time. I mean, you just walked around going da 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 da, you know. And I got you. No, I didn't. And you just, you know, that's what you did. Anyway,
you're not supposed to do that, Phil. Well, you shouldn't have done that.
I got news. Worked out for me.
I mean, you know, the thing about it is that if the people who are teaching our kids are this basically blind and stupid, they don't need to be teaching anybody. We need to start giving them demerits.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's like a hypersensitivity here that just needed to be dealt with. In fact, if anything, what you do is you teach kids about the safe and responsible use of guns. And by doing that, you've generated a respect for firearms that too many kids don't have because they're not allowed to talk about it. And the first time they see one, they don't know what to do with it. Hey, Jeff, be safe on the road, man.
All right. Have a good one, Phil.
You too, buddy. Thanks. See ya. You had this happen, Boomer. You were telling me during the break.
Yeah, I did. Okay, so absolutely. It was just in a store, and my little boy, he's in kindergarten. So, I mean, it wasn't at school or anything, but it was at a store. And he was just going around coat racks or, you know, I don't even remember what store it was, but he's going around somewhere, you know, and going pew, 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 you know, and I was probably...
Using his hands to, like...
Yeah, and I probably was doing it back to him, let's be honest. I was just being a big kid. And then next thing I know, a lady said, hey, you know, you probably shouldn't do that anymore. I'm like, why? I'm just playing little guns with my boy.
How about this? Stay in your lane, lady.
Stay in your lane. But exactly what you just said is teaching them the safety in the correct way of guns. So if they do see it, they know not to touch it or not to use it. That's what I do. I mean, I've taught my little boy, do not ever go near this without your daddy.
Yeah.
You know, and then I also took him out shooting one day, you know, to teach him this is what this does.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just the safety of guns.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
And you graduate from the Red Ryder BB gun to your own rifle one day, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, come on. That's what I did with my son. That's what I remember as a kid. It's actually my grandfather in this particular case. I can still picture it. We were at his house, and he was going to show me his pistol. But he said, son, you treat it like it's loaded, even though I just unloaded it.
Absolutely.
You treat it like it's loaded. And he said, I want you to walk over there to the door, and I want you to do this, and I want you to pull the trigger back. The hammer back, and I want you to point it out the door. I said, but granddad's not loaded. Son, you treat it like it's loaded at all times. And he had me point it out the door and squeeze the trigger so I could feel it go click. And what he was doing was familiarizing me not just with the gun. He was familiarizing me with the actual respect and the safety that goes with firearms.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. All right, listen. I got a ton of text messages, tons, that I really want to get to. But there's some stories. I mean, this third dipper, I've been looking forward to this all day. So this morning, I'm going to do it. I'm going for it. I'm going right into the. I'm dippering, bud. So here's the deal. This morning I was getting ready for the show, resourcing the dippers, getting ready. I was minus one dipper, and I thought, I need this. I need something. What do we got? And then I found this story. And I thought, that's a good news story. I like that. And then I realized, you know what? Every once in a while, we got to talk about just the fact that there are good folks still out there. Just good folks doing good things. And I don't say that to sound trite or, you know, touchy-feely. No, I think it's important that we recognize there are still local heroes and there are still celebrities who love America and there are still things happening that we need to know is happening. So the one that kicked it off for me was Chris Pratt, who is actually one of my favorite actors right now. Chris Pratt is really proven himself to be somebody who can, you know, who can address the moment and then stay in the A-list, if you know what I'm saying. He is not afraid to say, I actually love Jesus. Deal with it. And then be okay. And then he can turn around and represent something like a Navy SEAL and make it look believable. Well, actor Chris Pratt, story on Breitbart, came out yesterday. Actor Chris Pratt actually participated in a September 11th ceremony on Monday. And he was the one who planted. They were in this particular ceremony at Pepperdine University. They were planting flags in memory of individuals who had died on 9/11. And so they planted a flag for every person that died on 9/11. And if they were not Americans, they planted a flag of their nation. But what he pointed out, this is Chris Pratt talking. He says, "Today, let's take a moment to remember and honor the lives lost on September 11th, 2001. It's a day that changed our world forever, but it also showed us the strength and resilience that define the American spirit." And he said, "I had the honor of planting the last flag at the Waves of Flags ceremony today at Pepperdine, and each flag represented the innocent life lost that day." And he went on to say this, "As we look back on the events of that fateful day, let's remember the heroes, the firefighters, police officers, first responders, and ordinary people who risked everything to help their fellow citizens, and their courage and selflessness to inspire us all." And he went on to, basically the article points out that these are unbreakable bonds of love, he said. He said, actor Chris Pratt has regularly also expressed his patriotism by celebrating military veterans while extolling American virtues. I just thought that was so good that it was worth bringing to your point, to the point here of talking to y'all. But then it dawned on me, you know what? He's not the only one. We hear about wokeness in celebrity world. We hear about things in Hollywood that we don't agree with or movies being made that just are determined to change our culture. We hear about people that, you know, that forget where they came from. And then I found another story. And this one also came from Breitbart, believe it or not. But a guy who I'm not even familiar with, but Boomer is, a country superstar, a guy who goes by the name Jelly Roll.
Yep.
Jelly Roll.
I know some Jelly Roll.
So here
is... Not because I listen to him, just I know of Jelly Roll.
Well, it says here in the article he's a country superstar and rapper.
Yes, he is.
I am tripping over that.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's the thing. Story came out yesterday. This guy, Jelly Roll, he's doing his concert in Las Vegas. In the middle of the concert, he looks down and realizes there's an older man who's basically grooving to the music wearing a Vietnam veteran hat. And he stopped what he was doing on the stage, and he said, "This gentleman right here has got a Vietnam veteran hat on, and he's been standing right here rocking along with me all night." He said, "Sir, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you and your service. Thank you so much." And, you know, the crowd, of course, roared. And then at that point, he said, "And I'm going to be honest with you, sir, you will never have to buy a ticket to my show again. I'm going to get with your people, and you're welcome here forever. Thank you very much." And I thought, that's just a class act. Man, that's just, there are still good. I don't know anything about his life. You know, he might not be the kind of person I would want to leave alone with my daughter. But then again, how cool was that particular moment? And we forget that there are good people out there. Here's another one. While I'm regaling you with stories to make this make you feel good, just warm the cockles of your little right side ruffian hearts. How about this one? I pulled this story off a website actually called the Good News Network. So there's this kid named Eric Kilburn. Eric Kilburn Jr., he's a senior in high school in Michigan. Dude is 6'10". 6'10", and I don't know how much he weighs, but I saw a picture. Oh boy, he's huge. He's so big, he's got the biggest feet known. He wears a size 23. Nobody wears a 23. Nobody even makes a 23. And his unique growth rate, it says, is almost to the point that his feet seem to change his size every 6 months. And his parents are just, you know, they can't keep him in shoes because they don't make shoes like this. It says at 15 years old, when he was 15, he had a size 22. The largest which any sport company had ever needed to make. But soon enough, those were even too small. And yet he plays sports. I mean, he's not big and just sitting idle. He's a football player. And he's I hope the kid gets a scholarship. But it said Eric's mother, Rebecca, was left with no other choice but to have to order specially made orthopedic shoes that cost $1,500 a pair. Anyway, some folks decided to do like a GoFundMe and try to, but they raised a little bit, and they raised like $3,500, but it got the attention of Puma, Under Armour, and Shaquille O'Neal. And they got together, and they sent experts to his house who measured his feet, had him stand in like the modeling clay to get the actual image. And this kid just got, for the first time ever, 4 pairs of cleats, 2 pairs of trainers, and some extra shoes. And he said he has never felt like he said the traction he had now finally on the field was like something he's never felt before. And I just thought, well, thank you, Shaq and Puma and Under Armour. And I think I'll go buy another Under Armour t-shirt. That's
pretty awesome.
That's just pretty cool.
That's awesome.
6'10".
That's huge.
At freaking 15 years old. Let's take a break right now. We'll do that. When we get back, I got another one or two of those I got to tell you because they're just worth telling. You guys stay tuned. Good folks are still out there. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, some other folks that are just plain right, my friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, man, they've been with us since the very beginning. We've been on the show for now for over 2 years, and ZLA has been there ever since. But ZLA Solutions, they pride themselves on helping you make your business better. They can bring all kinds of solutions to you. Check them out on their website, see what all they do. Logistics, warehousing, you know, quality control, sorting and containment, different things, but their bread and butter remains staffing. So you need people, y'all, you need people. They can find you people. They can find you the one or two hard to find with niche skills that no one else has, or they can find you an entire shift of people. But yeah, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. That's their website, ZLAUSA.com. And do me a favor, when you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, because I'm just telling you, man, they get a lot of our folks calling them, and they are doing a lot of amazing things for big companies all over our listening area and beyond, really. All right, I am in this I'm in this section right now. I'm calling it Good Folks Are Still Out There. Let me tell you this story right here. This comes from Australia, but it's so worth it. This will just bless you. So, starts off sad, gets a little better. So down in Australia, this older gentleman, his name was Alex Shaw. Alex Shaw is 78 years old, recently diagnosed with dementia. But Alex had been a working man all his life, and he had a savings account with roughly $500,000 in it, I think $460,000 or something like that. And he got scammed, and it's horrible. So the idea that people do this just is just maddening to me. But he got tricked by some scammers in revealing his banking information. He didn't give them money. They were able to get his banking information somehow. Next thing you know, they were raiding his account. He lost $460,000 that he had amassed for his retirement. His son was working with him, trying to talk to the bank and try to figure out if there's a way we can get this back. How do we report this to the authorities? What can we do? And yet, you know, everybody's saying, you hardly ever see these come back. Just please be aware, sir. Until the bank one day decided this was a thing that they could just make right. And so the bank called one day and said they had been reviewing the situation, and they didn't know that they could have prevented it, but on just looking at his situation and knowing that he had dementia, they said, considering Mr. Shaw's vulnerability and the impact the scam has had on him, we intend to reimburse him the entire amount of $460,174.04.
The bank did this.
The bank did that.
Wow.
If that doesn't restore your faith in society, I don't know what does.
Mm.
Good people are still out there, y'all. Still out there. Listen, and I, by the way, I had a ton of text messages, and I'm just not able to get to them today. So I just want you guys to know that is not the way we usually do it, but the topics kept running. I will finish up with, what do we got here? I'll do this one. Story from Texas broke last week. There's a Good Samaritan in Texas. You know, we were talking about Good Samaritans a while ago on the thing right there with the Grand Council. A Good Samaritan in Texas is being hailed as an angel after she pulled a paralyzed man out of his car as it burst into flames on a street in Dallas. Apparently, this guy, Dennis Brown, is paralyzed from the waist down. He's able to drive with a hand-controlled car. He said he felt something going wrong with the vehicle, and all of a sudden he looked up and the front end was on fire. Well, for whatever reason, the vehicle burst into flames. I saw a picture of it. It was no small fire. It wasn't like smoke coming out from under your hood. It was engulfed in flames. And it said that he was doing everything he could to get his wheelchair out of the car because he had it set up to where he could, you know, pull the wheelchair out, hop into his wheelchair. But you can imagine the panic, the flames are up, he's paralyzed. And all of a sudden there was a unknown woman who grabbed the door, jumped into action. She realized his situation. She recognized getting the wheelchair out was not going to be, there's no time for that. And she just grabbed him and dragged him out of the car to safety. He calls her his angel. And I'm just telling you, man, there are people out there that will still do stuff. And his mother said if she had not pulled him out, he would have burned in that car. She was his angel. And Brown said he appreciated the woman for her heroic act and hopes that he can one day thank her in person because he doesn't know who she was. Just saying.
Wow.
Might have been an angel.
Might have been.
Might have been. There are still good folks out there. You know, and we talked about things that are happening around this world and all that. Things like kids can't play guns in school. Talk about people that just film it when bad things happen to people instead of intervening. And I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't even get to all the stories I had because we don't have time. But folks, there are still good folks out there. A bunch of them are in this listening audience, and I know it. I'm just telling you right now, do not lose hope. And do not forget, like my wife always says, there's more of us than there are of them. There are. The world that we know and love is not gone. The question is, what are we going to do to preserve what we've got? That's where we've got to be. Right Side Ruffians, we got to stay in tune, man. You guys have an amazing night. Boomer and I are back here tomorrow, too. I think we got Boomer McQueen tomorrow. We will see you then.